But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. That's in Malachi 3:2. Greetings, dear family. Every morning I like to get up early and take a walk and talk with Jesus in the cool of the day before the hustle and bustle begins. John often teases me and asks if the Lord was able to get a word in edgewise on our talks. He is such a comedian. This morning I was hiking up a small hill, carrying Father Ezekiel's staff, declaring and decreeing that our sister community here in the desert would be used for the Lord's purposes and for his glory. Just then I clearly heard Jesus say, "Ezekiel will do his purgatory on earth, and when I take him to me, I will place him in a very high position in heaven." I replied, "Lord, that is so cool. You could not have bestowed your grace on a more willing and grateful servant." Jesus smiled and said, "He will sit on a most beautiful throne." At that moment, in vision, I saw an exquisite and majestic-looking throne made of gold with inlays of ivory and mother-of-pearl on the armrests. Precious jewels of rubies, emeralds, diamonds, sapphires, and more adorned the frame, arms, and legs. There was a cross above the top of the high back cushion and a symbol with writing that I couldn't make out. The color of the back and seat of the throne was a beautiful combination of crimson and purple, and the material was a silky velvet. I was thinking, I have never seen that color or material before. And Jesus said, "Because it only exists in heaven, Elizabeth." Why, Lord, did Father Ezekiel's throne appear to change in color? He grinned and responded with, "The color can change to be visually appealing to the one who sits on it, as well as the one who looks upon it." "I desire to speak with all of you about my refining fires," he continued. "My deep love for you yearns to help you stand uprightly. My people, enter into my presence and encounter my transforming power in your lives. I am the refiner. I know your sins and your need for cleansing. You are precious to me, dear ones. And for those of you who will surrender to me, I will purify you. When there is brokenness between us, if you turn to me, I will reach down to redeem and restore what needs to be mended. I will ignite and purify your heart with Holy Spirit's fire and draw out the dross, repairing your broken and sinful ways, so that you will be able to stand pure and righteous before my Father." And here I'd like to add that a refiner's fire does not destroy the metal. Rather, it allows the ick and impurities to be removed. The fire does not consume the metal. It makes it better and more valuable, which allows us to visualize how God's redemptive, transformative power works within us. Proverbs 17:3 states, "The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart." Jesus continued, "Being in a relationship with me will draw you into righteousness and away from sin. I use your suffering and shortcomings to refine you. This process allows the more pure of heart to grow in humility and meekness while subduing the flesh. My heart dwellers will bring me broken ones, and by my Spirit I will cleanse, heal, and regenerate these precious souls. In order to train you in my ways, I will permit Holy Spirit's fire to consume you and cause you to die more to yourselves, so that I can work more fully through you. The key to suffering is to handle it rightly when it comes. Some of you face persistent trials. Others feel like prayers go unanswered. I desire to refine you, to bring you higher in faith and fruitfulness, which magnifies my glory. I love you, dear ones. Draw close to me and experience my great love for you. And that was the end of his message. In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, we read, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Amen. God bless you, dear heart dwellers. And thank you for your love, prayers, and support. We love you and are praying for you.